Perfect Storm. The Perfect Storm was the name of a movie made in 2000 starring George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg. Here we are going to look at the real story behind the film. The Andrea Gale was a fishing boat that was lost at sea during the Perfect Storm of 1991. The vessel and her six-man crew had been fishing for swordfish in the North Atlantic Ocean. The ship had left from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Her last reported position was 180 miles, 290 kilometers southeast of Sable Island on October the 28th, 1991. The boat was a 72-foot commercial fishing vessel built in Florida in 1978 and owned by Robert Brown. She sailed from Gloucester, where she would offload her catch and reload food, fuel, and stores for her next run. She was originally named Miss Penny. The Andrea Gale began her final voyage from Gloucester Harbour on September 20th, 1991, bound for the waters off the coast of eastern Canada. After poor fishing, Captain Frank W. Billy Tyne Jr. headed east to the Flemish Cap, where he believed they would have better luck, despite weather reports warning of dangerous conditions. The captain set course for home on October 26, 1991. It is known that the ship's ice machine was not working well and was unable to keep the catch fresh for much longer. This was a key factor in the decision to head home on October 26th. The last reported radio message from the Andrea Gale was at about 6 p.m. on October 28th, 1991. Captain Tyne radioed Linda Greenlaw, captain of Andrea Gale's sister ship, Hannah Bowden, and gave his position and said the weather was very bad. Tyne's final recorded words were, "She's coming on, boys, and she's coming on strong." No further messages were heard from the vessel, and no other ships were able to reach her. On October 30th, 1991, the vessel was reported overdue. An extensive air and sea search was launched. On November 6, 1991, Andrea Gale's emergency radio beacon was discovered washed up on the shore of Sable Island. The beacon was designed to send out a distress signal upon contact with seawater. The search was called off on the 9th of November. The ship and its crew were never found. The crew were Frank W. Billy Tyne Jr., captain, age 34, Michael Bugsy Moran, age 36, Dale R. Murphy, age 30, Alfred Pierre, age 32, Robert F. Bobby Shatford, age 30, and Danny Sullivan, Sully Sullivan, age 29.